Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Avery Hart here. Your daily dose of stoic wisdom disguised as a super fun, relatable chat. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs and you're just trying to keep up? Like, seriously, who hasn't felt that way lately? Between work stress, relationship dramas, and the ever-scrolling newsfeed, it's easy to get caught in a whirlpool of negativity. But guess what? We have the power to choose how we react. And that's where Stoicism comes in. It's not about being emotionless robots, but about developing inner strength and resilience so you can navigate life's ups and downs with grace. And today, we're diving deep into a super important skill. Letting go of pain, not just pushing it down, but actually releasing it with ease, so it doesn't weigh you down. Think of it like this. Holding onto pain is like carrying around a heavy backpack everywhere you go. It slows you down and makes the journey a lot harder. But if we learn to let go, suddenly that backpack disappears, and we can move forward with lightness and freedom. Ready to ditch the emotional baggage? Here are five powerful ways to practice letting go. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. You know that feeling when you try to ignore something but it just keeps popping back up? Yeah, that's exactly what happens with suppressed emotions. Instead of running from your feelings, take a moment to truly acknowledge them. Name them, feel them, and don't judge yourself for experiencing them. Think of it like giving yourself permission to feel everything without letting those feelings control you. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever noticed how our minds can race a mile a minute? We're constantly thinking about the past or worrying about the future. But mindfulness is about bringing your attention back to the present moment, right here, right now. Focus on your breath, the sensations in your body, and the sounds around you. This helps quiet the mental chatter and creates space for letting go. It's like hitting the pause button on all the negative thoughts swirling around. 3. Reframe your perspective. Think of your story. It's not just a series of events, but also how you choose to interpret them. Sometimes, we get stuck in a loop of negativity by focusing on what went wrong or how unfair things are. But Stoicism teaches us to look for the lessons within every experience, even the painful ones. Maybe that job loss led to an even better opportunity? Did that argument with your friend highlight a need for clearer communication in the future? 4. Embrace impermanence. Everything changes. It's the only constant in life. Holding onto things tightly often stems from fear of loss. But remember, nothing lasts forever, and clinging to what's fleeting only causes more pain. Practice accepting the natural flow of life, with its ups and downs. Think of it like riding a wave. Sometimes you're on top, sometimes you're under, but the key is to keep moving forward. 5. Focus on what you can control. This one is huge. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we react to it. Instead of stressing over things outside your sphere of influence, direct your energy towards what you can change, your thoughts, your actions, and your attitude. Remember, your reaction determines your experience. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine this. You just got passed over for a promotion you really wanted. You might feel disappointed, frustrated, even angry. But instead of letting those feelings consume you, try these stoic strategies. Acknowledge your disappointment, practice mindfulness to calm the storm in your head, reframe the situation by focusing on what you learned from the experience, embrace the idea that this isn't the end but a new beginning, and focus your energy on taking action. Maybe upgrading your skills or seeking out new opportunities. So, how can you start practicing these principles today? It all starts with one small step. Take a few minutes to consciously breathe, acknowledge your emotions, and choose how you want to respond instead of reacting automatically. Remember, letting go isn't about forgetting the past. It's about learning from it and moving forward with strength and clarity. Share this episode with someone who could use a little stoic wisdom in their life. And don't forget to leave a review if you enjoyed it. Your feedback keeps me going. Until next time, stay unbothered and keep thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.